T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guy who seemingly had it all, but he is, he has a disease, and it's not one that you can see, but it's one that's apparent in spells. And so Phil Martelli, his former coach, jumped on Twitter last night, and Jameer Nelson, who, is actually a coworker of mine. I'll be working with Jameer in studio all night tonight. They both posted on Twitter that they are trying now to get Delonte the help that he clearly needs. Here's what Jameer Nelson posted on Twitter last night. He said, "I'm sick to my stomach right now seeing the videos of Delonte. To answer everybody that's reaching out to me about his situation, all we can do is pray for him and his family and hope that he seeks the proper help." And I guess that's the most important message there, is that the way our health system is set up, it is hard to get people the help they need unless they are willing to get the help they need. And that's the point Jameer makes. We hope that he will get the help that he needs, because it's just hard in this country to get people help unless they want it. You can't make people show up to appointments. You can't force people to take medicine they need to take. You can't force people to get the professional help that they need. And that's something Jameer went on to explain as well. Like, if you are struggling in these ways that Delonte is clearly struggling, like, you need to talk to somebody. And it's not your friend at work, and it's not your homeboy. It needs to be a professional, someone who can diagnose you and someone who can put you on a path to living a healthy life. And if more people are understanding of that after watching that Delonte West video, then I'm glad that video surfaced. But it was a disturbing video and a sad video. And I guess I would just echo what Phil and Jameer both said. I hope that he, now that he's got people, understanding of exactly how bad it's gotten for him, hopefully he'll now be accepting of the help that people are going to try to provide him and get better, and maybe have a story that has a better ending than where it's at right now. Jeff Calkins up next.
Okay, guys, we all know New Year's resolutions are hard, but getting the speed you need and the entertainment you want with Xfinity, well, that's easy, because now you can get Xfinity Internet for only $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, which means you can get the best in-home Wi-Fi experience to stream all your favorites in any room. Plus, ask how to add a voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming device. This is really cool. It's included with your internet for no additional cost. And what it is, it's a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorite services in one place, like HBO, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and much more, letting you search less and watch more. So while it may be hard to wake up the kids after a long winter break, commit to a trendy New Year's diet, or stick to all your other resolutions, Xfinity makes starting 2020 simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Offer ends 2/10/20, requires eco bill and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. After contract term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
If you want to own a vehicle, tackle you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers. Please go visit my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar. That's the physical address. Do you want to check them out on the web? mbofmemphis.com. That's mbofmemphis.com. As I've told you, I'm not just a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm a Mercedes owner, have been for years. So that means I own a vehicle that, yeah, looks and feels great, makes me look and feel great. But it's also super safe. Because when you purchase a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you're purchasing 100 years of innovation and safety. I'm the father of three, so that matters to me. I've got a great car that is super safe for my family. And yes, it is technically a luxury vehicle, but a Mercedes is actually more affordable in some cases than you might realize. The new A-Class model, for instance, starts at just $32,000. You could own a brand new Mercedes from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, starting at just $32,000, and some leases start at just $339 a month for 26 months. Again, the address, 5389 Poplar. That's 5389 Poplar. Certified pre-owned vehicles, interest rates as low as 1.99. That's at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership. On the web, mbofmemphis.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. It's after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So tell me, what's it like to sit inside a sold-out building and watch a basketball team, the visitors, come in and make 15 three-pointers in the first 24 minutes? Seems like it would be a depressing thing, a bad way to spend MLK Day.
It was not ideal. I will say that. It was not ideal. It was a good crowd, and I give the crowd full credit. Like, they, at the end, when your Grizzlies are coming back from 25 down, like, they were, it was defense. Like, you could have just imagined, by the reaction to what we all knew, I think, was a comeback that wasn't going to work, you could just imagine what it would have been like if it had, if the game had gone better for the Memphis Grizzlies, and that part was fun. It's fun to feel, I'm trying to find silver linings here,
sure,
to feel disappointed in a loss like that. Like, like it really mattered. Like that was good. But in terms of capitalizing on the stage and the day, it went about as badly as it could have gone. And yet, how do you really complain? They've won 7 straight. And so, I, as I said in my column, I didn't think they would win 7 straight till 2022. So it's hard to be, I'm not too tough on them. It was just deflating the way that it all came to pass.
Deflating and not really anything you can do about it other than, like, guard better on the perimeter. Like, I got you. But in simple terms, when you're playing a basketball game and a team is 15 of 28 from three against you in the first half and they make 21 in a game while shooting 44% from beyond the arc, like, almost no matter who you are, you're losing that game, especially if you are the vulnerable Grizzlies led by 2 20-year-olds. Like, sometimes you just run into that in the NBA, and they just ran into something yesterday.
Yeah, well, there are two things. One, I think that's exactly right. I mean, Hubie Brown used to say there's, 10 games a year or whatever it was that you're going to win, and 10 games a year you're just going to lose and whatever. And this was just – and that was the general feeling in the locker room afterwards. Listen, what are we going to do?
Right.
Drew Holiday does that, whatever. What are we going to do? And I think that's basically right. Like, there are times the other team's just going to hit everything and you're not going to hit shots, and there you go. I do think there was a little more to it in that – and this is something that Chris Harrington highlighted over at the Daily Memphian – is that the Pelicans were obviously down 2 big men in Derek Favors and Jahlil Okafor. And so they start a tiny lineup. And the Grizzlies said, fine, we'll punish you. We'll go big and we'll punish you. We will make you, Jonas will feast inside. And what actually happened was just the opposite. What you really saw was newfangled basketball crushing oldfangled basketball, right? You saw, so yes, the defense was bad, but was partly bad because the matchups were bad, because you had Jonas, trying to cover a big who could shoot over him and, take him out, to the 3-point arc and whatnot. And then meanwhile, you had the Grizzlies sort of trying to force the ball inside to take advantage. It wouldn't make sense. All right, we're going to punish him, right? So right off the bat, they start going at the Pelicans inside. And yet, in the modern NBA, a post-up is actually not a very efficient shot. It's just not a – they're hard. Like, there's someone there. Their arm's in the air. It's like it's a thicket. And an open three is another shot. And so it was an interesting – yes, they made all the shots, et cetera. But honestly, the Grizzlies made their comeback such as it was. Who knows? Maybe they'd have made the comeback because teams tend to come back and the Pelicans let down and all of that. But it also so happened they made their comeback – when it was Ja and Dylan and De'Anthony Melton and Jaren Jackson Jr. And they went, you know, Jaren was the center, and they went small. And so I don't know if it's more to it than they just made shots. That's certainly a large part of it.
It is remarkable. Like, this is a game that, you know, we've been playing for decades. And the rules have basically been the same more or less for a while. You know, 10-foot rims. A three-point shot. And it used to be, you'd hear this all the time, well, they're too big for us, or they're going to be too big for us. And now, like, there's literally no such thing as they're too big for us. Instead, there's a such thing as they're too big to play. Like,
imagine if football does that. You know what? Like, we just don't need these big players. We don't need these big, strong players anymore, right? Like, I guess there's some element of that. Maybe there is in football, too. Like, in football, we don't care if a quarterback's 6'4 anymore as long as he can sling the thing. But very clearly in basketball, it is weird. They're just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And whoever had the biggest guy, whether it was Wilt once upon a time or then Shaq once upon a time, like, that team would dominate because they had the biggest, strongest guy and there was nothing to do. And then all of a sudden from Steph Curry, and it's whoever can throw it in from 40 feet is going to be the guy who can. Like, it is. How did we just discover that? It's remarkable.
Like Tim Duncan and David Robinson, could they play? I mean, I'm sure they could, of course.
Yeah.
I don't mean could they play. I mean, how often could you play them together tonight?
Oh, as a duo? Yeah, that's an interesting question. Like, could you say, we can't play them together? Like, you have two Hall of Famers. Would you be reduced to saying, can't play them together?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember exactly how they were used, when they were used. But, I mean, I'd have to go back and watch. But it is, like, it used to be a thing where you could, you know, you'd go two bigs and it'd be like,
Twin Towers, baby. Yeah, Elijah Wan and Ralph Sampson. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Twin Towers was a thing. I don't
now
think
you can't
could
even have, if you have one tower, you're liable.
Yeah, now it's hard to have one tower, much less two. And it's starting to, it used to be, okay, this little bitty team, we will expose them. And now the little bitty team exposes you. And if you don't adjust to that, it's costly. Like, they don't have to adjust to you. You have to adjust to them. And it's a thing that has been impacting drafts and will impact the 2020 NBA draft. Like, I'm not ruling out the idea that James Wiseman could go number one. He might go number one. But if all things are even close to equal from an evaluation process, like if whoever's got the number one pick, let's say it's the Warriors. With the Warriors, they might take James Wiseman because he actually fits exactly what they would probably need. But, like, let's take any other team. If from an evaluation process, in the year 2020, if you think the prospects are similar, but one's a guard and one's a center, you take the guard. Because the center will at some point, even somebody as gifted as James Wiseman, will at some point be rendered unplayable in a playoff basketball game. The idea that you have to take, arguably in some cases, one of your best players off the court because they can't play in this situation is a pretty interesting thing that we've stumbled into in this sport.
So with Wiseman, is it very clearly Jonas, right, is a particular kind of center, right? Wiseman is not that. He is athletic.
Right.
He can guard the perimeter to some extent. He can, you know, he's more of a defensive presence at the rim, which is still a big part of the game. Look where people score at the rim still. They just score on drives instead of post-ups. And so I do wonder, like, is he more, you know, you never reach a stage where you can't have Jaren Jackson on the floor, right? Jaren Jackson could always be on the floor instead of foul trouble, right? He can always be on the floor. Is Wiseman more that, though, than Jonas? I think James is athletic. I mean, we didn't see enough of him, but I think he's athletic enough to be a guy. And I actually think he will be the number one pick. It'll be interesting. And some of this is need-based. Maybe Anthony Edwards will be the number one pick. I will say that watching this whole draft unfold, watching this college basketball year unfold, it's a perfect storm for the Grizzlies to get rid of this pick.
Right.
Like it's just not going to be that painful. You know, who's going to be 14 or 13 or 9 or whatever? Like, I don't think the Grizzlies are going to make the playoffs. So whatever, they end up picking, you know, 13th in this crappy draft. It's a perfect time for them to get rid of this pick.
Right. Just like with every draft, like there will be really good players emerge, probably all stars emerge.
Right.
But it's hard to identify them. Like, you know, are we sure? Like, let's say Anthony Edwards does go number one. Like, are we sure is he just going to be another high volume everything in the NBA that doesn't really matter? I mean, I don't know. I mean, at least last year on draft day, you felt pretty great about Zion, pretty great about Ja, and then you could start the debate. But I think R.J. Barrett would probably go one in this draft, went three in the last one.
Right. Here's a question. How good is pressure? Like, we were talking about this yesterday somewhere. Maybe it was Grizzlies, Canada. What is Precious's upside? In other words, is he just a guy, is his upside just a good energy player, rebounder, whatever, in the league? Or could he be, I mean, I'm just thinking of a guy who could be picked, like, he won't be picked at the top of the lottery, right? He'll be at the bottom of the lottery. Could he turn into Pascal Siakam or whatever? Like, could he? He has an incredible motor. He's incredibly athletic. And I think you can see him developing more skills than he shows now. So I don't know. What is his upside? What is Precious's upside?
Well, I would take Siakam's career over whatever Precious is going to be at this point.
Because, right. Well, right. Because we know what happened with him.
We know.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But certainly, Achiuwa, at the same stage, is considered a better prospect than Siakam was. So I'm not going to put a ceiling on him. But I do think I mostly see him as a high-energy, you know, athlete off the bench who, you know, can go out and tip dunk and grab rebounds and you know, do the things you want, you know, 6'8", 6'9" athletes to do. I will say, being a great athlete who really plays hard, like, will keep you in the NBA for a long time. Like, obviously, skill development is important, but I think if he is a high energy super athlete who plays hard every possession, like, that's you can make $50 million being that guy in the NBA. And so I do think he'll be in that league. I think he'll stick in that league. Whether he'll become this super skilled combo forward, I'm skeptical, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out. He's been great in college, and, you know, I'd feel uncomfortable betting against him just because he seems to be somebody who's got the proper attitude, the proper physical gifts, and the work ethic to become, you know, hopefully whatever he wants to become.
Yep. Great.
Back to the Grizzlies. It took Ja a little while to get going. Like, if you did nothing but wake up and look at the box score, you know, 16 points, 9 assists, like, that doesn't look bad. But he was not his normal electric self for much of that game. Is it just kind of with the Grizzlies? They had one of those games, he had one of those games, or something more?
No, I really think with Ja, it was totally one of those games. He said, I felt like a zombie out there. And then he talked about his sinuses and being up till 2 in the morning and whatever. And then, honestly, like, Drew Holiday's on him, right? Drew Holiday's really good defensively. He was forcing stuff. He said he wasn't getting calls, and he wasn't getting calls early. I'm not saying whatever. Like, he spent a lot of time on the floor yesterday and sort of holding his palms up like, where's the call? So I don't know whether it was – he was clearly frustrated. And he had one bucket – deep in the third quarter. Yeah, he was not. If you turned on the TV yesterday saying, and this was just partly that it was disappointing, it was partly just internally disappointing for Memphis fans. It was disappointing to lose the game. You're still in eighth place, but still nice to stack up another win there. And then it was disappointing because if you were somewhere else in the country, you could hear cha cha cha, these Grizzlies are the surprise team of the NBA, blah, blah, blah. You turn on the TV, you're wondering what the fuss is all about. Ja was not. It was one of his lesser games, and it was one of the Grizzlies' lesser games. You know, do you turn on the TV to watch Solomon Hill and Jay Crowder miss shot after shot after? Like, it was not a it just wasn't from soup to nuts. It was not a good game for the Grizzlies, and Ja was included in that. Dylan Brooks had his 31. I guess that's an upside. But beyond that, you have a hard time finding anyone who played particularly well.
And yet he still had like these little mini moments in the fourth quarter where he got to the rim in ways that you don't normally see people get to the rim. He in transition and even in the half court, like attacking the rim, he's really great at creating angles and creating space and just really getting away from the person trying to keep him from getting to the rim. And he's done that consistently, and he still had those moments where if you watch the whole game, you go, this is – I don't think you walk away from that going, he's not great. You walk away from it going, right, he has not had a great game, but, ooh, boy, that little thing right there, that's the thing that's going to make him great.
Well, to me, he's absolutely mesmerizing to watch. And he's even when he's not doing the spectacular thing, he is. And there are athletes like this. If you like, there's a difference between Emmitt Smith when he was an effective running back, when he was a great running back, and Barry Sanders when he was a great running back. Barry Sanders, even if he didn't have a great game, like he just looked different. He was fun to watch. Just the way he moved, he was electric. And Gretzky was a little bit like that in the end. Like, it's just different. Ja Morant, even when he's just doing normal things, is a blast to watch. He just is. And so, yeah, he does. He did not let yesterday throw a while in the air, a behind the back alley. That's true. He did not do that yesterday. But every time he brings the ball up, he's fun to watch. Like, Ja is just a different kind of a dude to watch. And it's actually one of the things why it's funny when the folks from Murray State were here the other day, which was just fantastic. 1,500 fans from Murray State here was just a great day. And it's funny, I was talking to one of them, they said, you know the story about how he was discovered, right? Like, they just want to tell you all about Ja Morant. And yes, I do know Discover. I do know the story. He went to scout another kid. He was in a side gym, all this stuff. What I don't understand about Ja Morant, and you make the point this is true as even a freshman, his skills are not subtle. Like, there's nothing subtle about what Ja Morant, what makes him great. He's a freaky athlete with freaky vision. How could he ever have been ignored? It's like, how could Patrick Mahomes have been ignored? Like, there are – I get that, whatever, Malcolm Brogdon, or we'll pick your player who's like has a series of – like, how does Ja Morant ever fly under anyone's radar ever with that level of athleticism and that level of vision?
I don't know, other than it happened, so there's got to be a reason, because – if you go back, there was, I guess, a podcast. It was J.J. Redick's podcast, and he had Zion on. And this was like Zion was talking about, because, it's sort of a story like, Zion and Ja played AAU ball together. And they did, but very briefly. And but J.J. was asking Zion about that. And Zion was like, we were just two guys on the team. Like, neither one of us was the best player on the team. In fact, Zion said, the best player on the team, I can't remember the young man's name, but, like, plays at Ole Miss right now. That was our best player. Like, that was the guy. And this is as recently as, like, freshman year of high school. So I don't know if – and then, like, as the famous story goes, he's at this thing in South Carolina, and they work out all the players. So – and then they divided them into two groups. And Ja got sent with the second group to the auxiliary gym. So, like – clearly, this stuff that we're seeing now or that we saw at Murray State, it just didn't exist. Because it's one thing when you're off the radar, so nobody ever sees it. Like, that was the Gordon Hayward story. Like, he got to Butler, and people were like, man, Butler's got this pro, but he wasn't ranked anywhere coming out of high school. Well, it's like he never played grassroots basketball. He played tennis in the summers, so nobody ever saw him. So he wasn't evaluated from a recruiting rankings perspective, so that makes sense. The recruiting analyst didn't see Ja, but that's because he wasn't on the good grassroots teams, because when he would work out in a gym, they would send him to the auxiliary gym. Like, okay, these are the best players, and these are the other players. Ja, you go with the other players. So what we're seeing now, just it clearly wasn't visible to the people who actually saw him at the time. Otherwise, there's no good explanation for it.
Yeah, I mean, you had his college coach on. I mean, he said he's going to be a star, right?
Right.
If you talk to his high school coach, would he say that? Would he have said that?
I can't imagine, because, unless the people running this camp are the worst evaluators in the history of the planet, they worked him out and sent him with the second group. And so that is what people saw, at least in that moment. You would think if he was just a legitimate D1 prospect, he'd get to stay with the first group. So, I can't speak to it, like why he was so overlooked, even in his own gym. But I'm just going to assume that the stuff we're seeing now, it just wasn't
there. It
just
seems weird. Like, that doesn't stuff because we think that's intrinsic. Like, you can't imagine. You hear about people, in 12th grade, he grew 8 inches, right?
Right.
You hear that. You don't hear anyone say, in 12th grade, he added 8 inches to his vertical. Or, in 12th grade, he started to be able to see people that no one else can see on the other side of the court. Like, those are things that we feel like are supposed to be intrinsic to someone. And so the whole story is absolutely fascinating. And, in terms of yesterday, yes, he's still, even mediocre Ja is just fun to watch, because he's fun when he went to bringing the ball up. Like, everything about him is fun to watch. And it's interesting because, like, Zion is, and we'll get to see it soon enough and be reminded of how spectacular Zion is soon enough. But even Zion, he's not going to have the ball in his hands as much as Ja. So in terms of as consistently entertaining, now he's going to do things that you just can't believe that a man that size should be able to do. And we literally already saw some of that in preseason. But listen, give me a point guard who can handle the ball and see the floor like Ja can, and I don't think there's anything more entertaining in the game of basketball than that.
Well, there was, I guess it was Mike Vaccaro the other day, a longtime columnist, New York Post, and he tweeted something along the lines of, who are the most exciting players in professional sports to watch right now? Not necessarily best, but most exciting. Like, they're on TV, I want to watch this guy. And there was a lot of Patrick Mahomes. There was a lot of Lamar Jackson. There was a lot of Ja Morant. And I thought that was interesting because it wasn't you asking that question. It was a New York-based columnist who is predominantly followed by New Yorkers. And Ja Morant's name was popping up nearly as much, if not as much, as any other basketball player. And I think it's probably a fair assessment. I'm not ready to put him first-team All-NBA right now, but in terms of fun to watch, he's a blast to watch. And with Zion, the Zion highlights sort of come out of nowhere, right? They're just like, boom, something just happened. Oh, my God. Ja's, for the most part, you can sort of see them coming because they largely come with him having the ball in his hands and then creating this thing. So it does make it where, I mean, you know, the Grizzlies play fast now. And so they're constantly coming up the court. And there's never a time where they're coming up the court and Ja's got the ball where you're 100. You're never quite sure. You're not about to just see something that's going to make you get out of your seat. It's you know, having a team compete for a playoff spot is fun no matter what. That was the grit and grind Grizzlies. But having a team play this way with that guy having the ball in his hands compete for a playoff spot, I do think, with all due respect to all of the history, it is a more enjoyable viewing experience.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, listen, we loved them because of their personalities, too. Like, Tony Allen was an incredibly enjoyable viewing experience. And I will say this. What you did not do this, but I've seen people do this. I don't ever feel the need to put down the core four in order to enjoy the – you did not do this. But,
no.
Like, I see people out there trying to proclaim all the time, Ja Morant's better right now than Mike Conley ever was. Well, whatever. What's the point of that? Like, what is the point of that argument? Like, Mike was great. Mike was great for Mike. He did things here, whatever. Like, we can have that argument if we want, but I don't – like, I just don't feel the need. I don't feel the need to do it. I enjoyed that. Listen, if this group has a long way to go before it brings this city as much pleasure as that group did. as an institution, as an entity. And I hope it does. And I hope it takes it further than this, than that group does. And I do think the style of basketball is more entertaining. And I do think that Ja Morant is more fun to watch than any player we've ever had. Easily more fun to watch than any player we've ever had already. Having said that, I don't need to trash, not that, again, not that you did. I don't need to trash the core four to enjoy Ja Morant, you know?
No, right.
I also see people trashing people. Well, this is ludicrous, by the way. People will talk about how Jonas is so much better than Mark. First of all, he isn't. And second of all, like, why? Like, what's the point of this enterprise? I just never get it. It frustrates me. I don't understand it. Enjoy the future. Embrace the future. One of the great things about yesterday was you could feel like people coming back to the forum. I really think the last 3 weeks have been transformative for this franchise. And let's hope they can get back to where the franchise was when they were with the core four. But I feel they need to trash that group in order to enjoy this group.
Yeah, and I don't need, like, is that unique to Memphis fans? Or is that something other fan bases do? Like, when Shaq and Kobe are winning a championship, are Lakers fans out there going, man, Shaq and Kobe would kill Magic and Kareem? Like, yeah, I don't think so either. I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, when Donovan Mitchell, right? Are they out there trashing, the Utah greats of days past because Donovan Mitchell is great? I don't understand what drives people to say better than he's ever been. I won't argue one way or another. Like, you can have your side. I'm just not going to engage in that argument. I'm not denying it or accepting it. I'm just not doing it. Like, I love Mike, and I'm happy Mike did what he did here. And actually, it's funny. I was talking to my son Peter about this when we were up at Duke. It pains me that Mike has struggled and they do so well without him. You know, this is normally you want to win a trade, right? That's what you want to do. You want to win a trade. And if you have the better end of the trade, you're like, ha ha ha, we won this trade. And listen, the Grizzlies end of that trade is fabulous, but I don't want to win that trade in that sense, just like I didn't with Mark. Like, I didn't need to win that trade with Mark. I was glad Mark went on to win a title. Anyway, off my soapbox.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's obviously Mike's been hurt, but when he hasn't been hurt, he hasn't played well, and there's a lot of data that suggests they've been better without him, and, like, he's not ignorant to that. Like, that, it's all difficult. I mean, they're very much first-world problems, but, like, when you make the amount of money he makes, and, you know, with that contract comes expectations, and when, A, you haven't been good, then, B, your team is better without you, I'm sure that weighs on him. And so, yeah, I'm with you. I would prefer for the Jazz to be good with Mike Conley. My hope was that if the Grizzlies can't win a championship, that maybe Utah would have a shot at it with Mike being a significant part of that. But through about halfway this season, it hasn't gone well. Maybe the second half will be better, though. We'll see. Jeff Calkins, I will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back in a second.
Jason and John.
TSRadio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins.
My whole thing with Kevin is that, you know, he had my phone number. So if he felt some type of way about anything that I said about Russell Westbrook, he could have dialed my number and I could have told him, hey, man, it wasn't like that.
The Jason and John Show. Weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
You've got a car to sell. So you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic: who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play filet mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
So Dan had a home out in Bartlett. He wanted to sell it. He did what I've been telling you to do for years. He listed it with Josh Hysall. Then Josh Hysall went to work. Got 12 showings in the first 48 hours. He sold Dan's home for the full asking price. How did Josh Hysall do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced. He's effective. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, then negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on a price, then Josh goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Hysall will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd's going, hey, hey.
I can't believe
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that is Memphis Barbecue Company. Melissa Cookston's the owner, 8-time world champion. That's how you get the world championship barbecue. You have an owner who is a world champion. She was the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today, our nation's newspaper, said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. If you've never been, you need to go taste it for yourself. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove, but let me make it easy for you. If you're coming from Memphis, just take 55 South to the Goodman Road exit. Exit to the right. You'll see the sign immediately. You can actually see the sign from the interstate. So it's just off the interstate, Goodman Road exit in Horn Lake. At Memphis Barbecue Company, the ribs are cooked multiple times a day. That gives you the guest a fresh from the cooker quality. It doesn't matter whether you're in there at 1 in the afternoon or 9 o'clock at night, you're getting a fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, pork is hand pulled right then, not a moment earlier. Now that's not the most efficient way to run a kitchen, I'm told, but it's the best way to ensure you're getting the best quality, and that's the most important thing at Memphis Barbecue Company. It's great for lunch, it's great for dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. No party is too big or too small. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. The menu is online, memphisbbqco.com. I want to take a few minutes before we get to dinner to go and talk to you about Keith Easterwood, who has been my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert for many, many years now. You guys, I think if you listen to the show, know he hasn't been on the show recently since we returned from the Christmas holiday. And I've discussed this before intentionally, vaguely, out of respect. But his son posted a GoFundMe over the weekend, and with Keith's permission, I retweeted it and put it on Facebook, and it's gotten a lot of attention from some of you guys who have really stepped up to the plate and helped. Somebody sent me last week, at a friend of mine asked me, why did you ban Keith Easterwood from the show? I'm like, what? Ban Keith Easterwood from the show? Why would I ban Keith Easterwood from the show? And he was like, I read somewhere that you banned Keith Easterwood from the show. And I'm like, Jesus, Lord. And I think people had done that before. Like when Keith stepped away for a little while, they were like, yeah, he got banned because he kept cussing on the radio. Like, let me be crystal clear. Keith Easterwood has never been banned from the Gary Parrish Show. Nobody has ever been banned from the Gary Parrish Show. Like, nobody. It's just never happened. I don't know where these stories originate or how they get passed around, but Keith is not banned from the show and has never been banned from the show. When he stepped away the first time, I think he was just tired of doing it. And the reason he's missing right now is because he's not doing well. He was hospitalized on Christmas Eve after some blood tests showed some problems that needed immediate attention. As he tells the story, like, he went, got tests done, went home, and then the doctors called and said, you need to go right back to the emergency room. And it got pretty dicey. And then he got better. But there's only so much better he could get, because he is, and this is the part I didn't get into before, but it's now public knowledge, he needs a liver transplant, and is currently, you know, dealing with dialysis. And it's just, all of this stuff has really taken a toll on his body, not to mention he has spent the past several years battling leukemia after that diagnosis. And so he's really been going through it. Then when I texted with him, I guess it was Sunday night, you know, I've talked to him several times over the past few weeks and tried to keep in touch while also recognizing he's tired and he's in pain and he's worn out and, you know, he's sick, you know, to give him space. But I've still tried to keep in touch, you know, just to let him know that I care. You know, he'd never put it so bluntly as he put it to me on Sunday night. He said, GP, I need help. And so I tweeted a link to the GoFundMe and posted it on Facebook. And I think the original goal was $5,000, because you have to remember, when he's sick, he's not working. And so, like, all of this stuff, it's one of the real problems in our country. Like, getting sick should not bankrupt you. Getting sick should not be the reason you can't pay your bills. But for a variety of reasons, we can get into another day if you want, in this country, you can work your whole life hard, saving money, planning for your future, and then, you know, one bad medical turn, and you find yourself in an incredibly complicated place. So I believe the original goal was, you know, $5,000, and you guys shared the GoFundMe and donated to the GoFundMe, and that has already been eclipsed. And so I think the goal has now been updated to $10,000. And, you know, I'd never ask anybody to do anything they are uncomfortable doing or don't want to do or don't have the means to do. But if you're somebody who enjoyed Keith on the show and has laughed at his stories or laughed at his slurred words, you know, if you can't help in your move to do so, the GoFundMe at this point is not hard to find. It's on my Facebook page. It is on my Twitter. It's on the 92.9 Twitter. Again, it's pretty easy to find at this point. It's not a lot. He did it because he wanted to be a part of the show, and I kept asking him to do it or allowing him to do it because the feedback was always tremendous. I can't tell you how many people, and I say this with all due respect to every other guest that I have, but how many people have gone out of their way over the years to tell me Keith Easterwood is their favorite guest. And let's be honest, it's not always because we're going to come on and break down recruiting news. Honestly, like, we started doing that a long time ago, and then it just sort of morphed into what it's become, which is really just me and Keith talking for about 20 minutes every Tuesday. You know, he's people enjoyed him. It really had nothing to do with me. They enjoyed him because he is quite the character. And from my experiences with him, knowing him for, you know, a couple of decades now, he's always been a loyal and supportive friend. And even when he would get frustrated with radio or certain aspects of it, and I would always then give him the out, like, hey, man, you don't have to do this, and I understand if you don't want to. He would say, always, like, I wouldn't leave you like that, GP. I wouldn't do that to you. And again, has always been incredibly supportive, loyal, and just a good friend. I really do think I could ask him to do anything, and if it was possible for him to do it, he would do it. And so it's been awesome watching, you know, you guys. Some of you know him, some of you have never met him, but just listen to him on the radio, really step up and eclipse that $5,000 goal on the GoFundMe in just a matter of days. So thanks to all you guys. I know he can't thank you all individually, but I promise you, if he looks at that and sees the notes and sees the number, it'll move him to a pretty special place, because you know, he's been going through it, and I can't imagine it's not uplifting to some degree for him to see all of the attention he's been getting. It's well deserved. So hopefully Keith will get everything that he needs to get healthy again and get back on the radio ASAP. But in the meantime, he needs our help. And so if you move to do so, you can go find that GoFundMe on my Twitter page, my Facebook page, the 929 Twitter page, or any number of other places. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Golic and Wingo.
Coming up on Wednesday, in honor of Zion Williamson's NBA debut, the season finally began, and we'll bring you up to speed in a way only we can. Plus, there was a lot of respect when he left the game, but is he 100%? Golic and Wingo Wednesday.
Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. I own a Mercedes. Favorite car I've ever driven. Once you have one, you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, they're more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership. Cooper Systems is having a huge end-of-the-year sale right now over in the Mount Moriah office park. You should take advantage. They got computers priced to move. A 3 gigahertz Dell Core i5 tower for only $399 with a 19-inch monitor, a Dell laptop for just $299, and Cooper Systems even has desktop PCs and towers for as low as $149. We're talking about PCs, obviously. I just explained that to you, but also Apple products, high-end computers, low-end computers, middle-of-the-road, desktops, notebooks, tablets, anything you can think of computer-related, you can get it at Cooper Systems. And again, amazing sales right now, end of the year sale going on right now. How do you get in touch with them? Easy. Call them 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, to Lauren Cooper, both tremendous people. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one. They've never left because they do great work and because you guys have been tremendous about supporting them. Keep doing it, and now's the time to do it. End of the year sale right now, Mount Moriah Office Park at Cooper Systems, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Remember the first time you climbed the high dive ladder? You thought about it all summer. You watched the others. Now, all your friends were watching you. Life is full of these high dive moments. But when you have a bank like First Horizon behind you, you've got the confidence to make a big splash. Now you can get a jump on your finances with a special bonus when you open any checking account. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Style on point. Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Oh, the art of flame and flavor from their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you. As you are seated and when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner. Private dining for birthdays or any occasion. Book now for Valentine's Day. InterimRestaurant.com.
It is that time again, and it's time for the O'Call semi-annual sale. I have been waiting for it, honestly, for a couple months now. I want to get in there for the semi-annual sale because all the fall and winter merchandise is half off. That's sweaters, that's outerwear, that's for men, that's for women. Half off right now at O'Call. As Paul Cowers told me, Christmas comes once a year, the semi-annual sale comes twice. Get yourself to O'Call. Do not put it off a moment longer.
Say you're shopping online with your smartphone. It sure feels like your personal info is right there in your hand. But when you hit submit, your personal info gets around. Whenever you bank, shop, or browse online, your private info is no longer in your control, leaving you vulnerable to cyber criminals. More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world.
Because your info is out there.
Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock and save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because this is not the type of problem that will just go away on its own. It's the type of problem that's eventually going to become a bigger, more expensive problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is very common and also very bad. The good news, though, is that American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be to just ignore them, right? Fingers crossed, maybe it won't get worse. I mean, I've done that with certain things around my home, but it's a dumb approach, trust me, with this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks in the bricks above your garage, the real damage is on the way. Might not be tomorrow, might not be for a few weeks or maybe even a few months, but the real damage is definitely coming. So you need to attack it before things get worse, because if you wait, you're going to have a very expensive problem eventually on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage and see if you see any cracks. I hope you don't. That'd be awesome. But if you do, contact American Standard Foundation to get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. You can do that by calling 901-390-5568, 901-390-5568, or visit them at asfoundationrepair.com and then click the lintel lift tab. That's asfoundationrepair.com. Remember, American Standard Foundation Repair, they can help you with any foundation issue on the web, asfoundationrepair.com.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Now I want
Cooper Systems over the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. That's the number you're dialing for any computer need. And whether you need computer repair or a new machine. And I'm talking high-end computers, low-end computers, middle-of-the-road, desktops, notebooks, tablets. Does not matter. 360-9679. You dial the number. Get in touch with Lee Cooper or Lauren Cooper. Either can help you. Tell them what it is you're going to be doing on a computer. Like, do you need a gaming computer? Because that's one kind of computer. But if you're just messing around on Facebook and YouTube, you don't need to go spend the kind of money that you would spend on a gaming computer. And that's what's perfect about Cooper Systems. At Cooper Systems, they've got such a variety of options. They're going to have something that's better suited for you than the big box stores. And if it's better suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. Why? Because you're not paying for a bunch of stuff that you're never going to use. So next time you need a new computer or you know somebody who needs a new computer, remember the number, 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems. Huge New Year sale is ongoing. 360-9679. They're on the web. Coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focus on the Memphis Grizzlies because the 7-game winning streak was snapped yesterday inside FedEx Forum. Pelicans 126, Grizz 116. That was the final score. So only a 10-point loss, but if you watched it, you know, they were down a million most of the game. They outscored New Orleans 39-28 in the fourth. So that sounds great. Still lost by 10. That's how far they were behind. Cut it to 5 late, but still lost by 10. New Orleans was 15 of 28 from 3 in the first half, up 69-50 after 24 minutes. They were 21 of 48 from 3 in the game. So that's 48.3%. Like I talked about earlier, every once in a while in the NBA, you're just going to run into something that you can't deal with, that you couldn't have planned for and you can't really deal with. And a opponent making 15 three-pointers in the first 24 minutes is one of those is one of those things. New Orleans, I went and looked it up earlier. They averaged 38.6 three-point attempts per game. They shot 48 in this one, so roughly 9-10 more. They average 14.3 makes from beyond the arc per game. They made 21 in this one. They made 15 in the first half. So obviously they shot it more often from three than they normally do. Some of that was because of the players available and unavailable yesterday. So they shot it more than they normally do. They made it more than they normally do. They average 38.6% from three-point range on the season. Yesterday they shot 43.8%. So they were just better from beyond the arc in all the ways that you measure it. And, you know, when somebody's going to make 15 on you in the first half, 21 in a game, I don't care whether you're the Bucks or the Lakers or the Grizzlies, you're going to be susceptible to getting beat. So it's not the most disappointing thing. It'd be one thing if you went out, lost to a bad team, and you know, they sort of played their normal game. There was nothing really out of character, and you still lost the game. With New Orleans, like they were a little out of character yesterday. They were a little better, a lot better in some ways than they normally are from beyond the arc, and so that's how the losing streak gets snapped. I mean, the winning streak gets snapped. But the other thing I would point out is in the NBA, like, I mean, yesterday we also watched the Lakers lose by 30 to the Celtics.
Right.
The Lakers are probably going to be in the NBA Finals. Like, if you live and die with every game in the NBA, it's an emotional roller coaster. So big picture, things are still good. Grizzlies are still eighth in the Western Conference standings, 4.5 games back of the Thunder. For seventh and a half game ahead of the Spurs with the next game at Boston scheduled for Wednesday night. Spurs' next game, by the way, is down in New Orleans. That's going to be Zion's debut. So, you know, we could wake up on Thursday morning and the Spurs, not the Grizzlies, are alone in eighth in the Western Conference standings. But we'll worry about that when we have to worry about that. If you're interested in the schedule going forward, it's Wednesday at Boston, Friday at Detroit, Sunday Phoenix at home, next Tuesday Denver at home. I went to the NBA 538 blog, and they've got the Grizzlies as underdogs in three of those four games. Mm. But three of the four games, all of them except Boston, are considered one possession games. Like the 538 blog's got Pistons -2 over the Grizzlies on Friday. It's got Grizz -2 over Phoenix on Sunday and Denver -2.5 over the Grizzlies next Tuesday. So basically three out of the four next games are considered coin flip situations, be significant underdogs against the Celtics on the road. But it's January 21st, and the Grizzlies are in the playoff picture. Even if yesterday was disappointing, that's still a pretty cool thing.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I think the best game of the night is a college basketball game that's actually on CBS Sports Network. Going to tip a little after 6, so here shortly. It's number 13, Butler, at number 9, Villanova, inside Finner and Pavilion. Butler's 15-3, Villanova 14-3. Jay Wright's Wildcats, 2-point favorites tonight at home. The total is 131. You can watch it on CBS Sports Network.
What should I watch on TV?
You know what? Just watch me on TV all night on CBS Sports Network. I'm going to be in studio. We got a triple header tonight, Bennett.
All right, what's going on?
Okay, so it's number 13, Butler, at number 9, Villanova.
We like that.
Then VCU at St. Joseph's.
Okay.
It's okay. And then Wyoming at San Diego State. San Diego State ranked 4th in the country and is the nation's only undefeated team. And then after the games tonight, we'll recap the everything on Inside College Basketball. That'll start around midnight, so you can hang out on CBS Sports Network all night if you want to. And then the late night circuit features the following. Liv Tyler is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel, Martin Short's on Jimmy Fallon, Patrick Stewart on Stephen Colbert, Lewis Black is on Seth Meyers, Jane Fonda is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Drew Hill had a nice piece over at DailyMemphian.com about the Tigers having the weekend off, not necessarily from practice or workouts, but you know, they didn't play this weekend. So, and then they didn't have classes yesterday because of MLK Day. So they have enrolled in what Drew described as Camp Hardaway, which is just like early morning workouts and a lot of basketball time. Designed, of course, to help them shore up some of the things that need to be shored up, the turnover problem, in advance of this week's game at Tulsa. So if you haven't read that yet, go check it out, DailyMemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Wednesday. A fun night of basketball on TV for Memphians. Tigers and Grizz are both playing on the road. Grizz at Celtics tips at 6:30. Tigers at Tulsa tips at 8 o'clock. So you better get your two-screen setup ready to go. I'll have Joe Mullinex in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
And done. Our Walmart groceries are getting delivered. It's just that simple.
So you just order on your phone and they just vroom, vroom, right here?
That's right.
Just and we get our groceries?
Mm-hmm.
Just and they're delivered?
What was that?
Spaceship delivery.
Yep, the spaceship is on its way.
Use code DELIVERY to get free deliveries on groceries. Walmart. Save money, live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires March 31st.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.